Hello, it's Bruce from the Willows once again. The thought I want to share with you today is about doubt. And I think, you know, in our lives we probably have several doubts. But the thought that I've got today is this. Do you have doubts about God? Do you struggle with your doubt? A well-known Christian tells how after a few weeks of committing his life to Jesus, he had doubts like this. Is it true, or am I making it up? I expect every Christian will struggle with doubts, and there are possibly several causes of these doubts. So following that thought, I have a few points for you. Number one, is it part of the devil's work? You see, he tries to sow doubts in the minds of Christians. One thing he does is to try and shake our confidence in God's word, such as, is Jesus really with me? Does he truly love me? Has he really forgiven me? But like Jesus, we can overcome the devil's temptations to doubt God's word by claiming God's promises and holding on to what God has said. Number two, doubts can arise through disobedience. God's presence can seem unreal because of our wrongdoing. Once we are God's children, that relationship is fixed. But the joy of this fact can fade and die as a result of our going our own way. Three, we can doubt God through ignorance. This Sunday is Mothering Sunday, and it reminds me about my own mother, who knew that when my father disciplined me, I thought he didn't really love me. This, she said, was not true. She said, I was ignorant of the truth. As we get to know God and trust more about him and his truth, we will become free from any ignorant doubts. The Lord is on our side. Number four, if we live in an isolated Christian life, when we should be enjoying fellowship with other Christians, this can cause us to grow doubtful about our faith. And of course it's hard at the moment when we can't be together. But whenever we have the chance of having fellowship with other Christians, you will find we need the encouragement that they give us. This will help us deal with and overcome doubt. And then the last one is inactivity. This can be a breeding ground for doubt. And especially if we spend the time brooding over our problems, taking an active and real interest in the needs and problems of others can save us from living and getting full of ourselves. One of my prayers to the Lord is this: Lord, help me to forget self, to be empty of self, and full of the Spirit. And you know, it was when Job started praying for his friends that God began to bless him with good things. We can and we must overcome our doubts. You know, my friends, the devil is very cunning. But believe me, God is on our side, and we can reach out and claim that promise. Amen.